smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
News Centre at 8. A US submarine has blown up an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean, with at least 80 people on board reportedly killed. Conflict across the Gulf is continuing for a fifth day after a joint US-Israeli assault on Iran on Saturday, which killed the country's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. Former UK ambassador to the US, Lord Kim Darroch, thinks a regime change in Iran looks unlikely.
The Iranians look to have been quite well prepared for this, and they're about, it seems, to elect another supreme leader. And I wonder if, when Trump said maybe the worst outcome will be just that they get another bunch of leaders who are as bad as the current bunch, whether he was starting to prepare the American audience for that.
Meanwhile, Keir Starmer's hit back at criticism from Donald Trump that he's no Winston Churchill. The US president was angry that the UK hadn't joined America in Israel's initial attack on Iran on the weekend. Armed Forces Minister Al Khan says the PM made the right call because Britain can't wade into a war with no legal justification nor clear purpose.
We need to have a really clear plan and thought through, carefully calculated plan to the end state. Because to get involved in something without a clear end state or objective that would be, after every military staff college I've been in, would be to repeat the mistakes of the past.
Meanwhile, share prices have edged up slightly after 2 days of dramatic stock market falls. The FTSE 100 has been trading in positive territory, despite continued concerns about rising oil and energy prices. The husband of a Scottish Labour MP is one of three men arrested on suspicion of spying for China. Joanny Reid's a member of the Home Affairs Select Committee. A major crackdown on crime has taken place on the streets of Liverpool. Hundreds of officers are stepping up action. And Premier League leaders Arsenal have gone 1-0 up at Brighton. Nearest challengers Manchester City are yet to find a breakthrough against Nottingham Forest. And Celtic are just getting underway at Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Now I'm going to set you a little question to start the hour. The fourth record I play in this hour will be the second most covered song in history. Now have a little think about that. See if you can come up with that. But I will tell you, this is a hard one.
You could have
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
And the maximum security, even after plastic surgery. So go on and squeals at the FBI. We can make a deal, make it worth your while.
There's a gentleman that's going round, turning the joint upside down. Stool pigeon, ha-cha-cha-cha. He's an old ex-con that's been away. Now he's back, no one say. Stool pigeon, ha-cha-cha-cha.
After all the talk, then they wired him, and he took a walk with his crooked friends, and they joked about the good old days, and he recorded it on a reel of tape. He caught the mug who did the forgery and the babe in charge of larceny. So the FBI, they rewarded him because they like a guy who will stab a friend.
The second and the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And first up in this hour was Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer, which was written and performed and produced by Peter, and it was a lead track from the album of the same name that Peter had written partly due to the influence soul music had had on his teenage years, he once said. Well, it's remembered as much for the video as the music, I think, because the video would win no less than 9 gongs at the MTV Awards, and Peter would get 3 Grammy nominations for the track too, so the music wasn't bad, was it? Well, it was a US number one, a huge worldwide hit, and at number 4 here in the UK in 1986. And then just now we heard from Kid Creole with his Coconuts, of course, and Stool Pigeon, which was written and produced by August Darnell, a.k.a. Kid Creole, of course. And it was born out of Kid's fascination, really, with the 1940s and the gangster culture of the time, and also his love of the big band culture. Well, this was one of a run of 3 top 10 hits that the group would have, and number 7 in 1982. Now we're getting back to the music, and the one after this will be this one that I've trailered right at the start, the second most covered track in history. I'll give you another clue. It's nothing to do with the Beatles. It's Not Yesterday, which is the number one most covered track. Anyway, have a little think, and after the next gap in the music, I will give you the answer. Before that, we're going to hear from Martha and the Muffins and Echo Beach. And this was written by the band's Mark Gain. And Echo Beach was never an actual place. He said it was just a nice daydream of a location that he thought of while he was still working, checking wallpaper for printing forms. Well, it would be the only UK hit for the Canadian outfit, and it got to number 10 in 1918.
The 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
She walks to the sea. that smiles, but she doesn't see.
It the second most covered track in history, and I have to say, if you got that right, I marvel at your knowledge, assuming you didn't Google it. It was none other than The Girl from Ipanema, sung by a certain Astrid Gilberto, and it was a worldwide hit in the 60s, and it won a Grammy back then. Originally written as a Brazilian bossa nova song for a musical comedy. And, well, it even had a shop named after the song, which caused a bit of trouble because the shop was run by the woman who had actually inspired the songwriter. She was the girl from Ipanema, but that ended up going to court. Also, the crisp company in America, Frito-Lay, they were taken to court because they used the song unlicensed in an ad. Well, anyway, in spite of all of that, it was also a minor hit here in 1984. As I said, was the second most covered song in history. Now, having got through all of that, it's time for a few ads, but then we're back with something completely different. The Primitives and Crash, which is a track written by the band for their debut album, Lovely. And they were an indie band from Coventry in the mid-1980s, who, when their vocalist left them, they put up a note in the local library saying, male singer wanted. Not sure that'd be allowed these days, would it? Well, anyway, even though they put that, they found a certain lady called Tracy Cattell, who became their lead vocalist, and they would have a number of top 40 hits together. But this was their big one at number 5 in 1988.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
Home of classic hits in Haddenham, Red Kite Radio.
Shake.
right there on your Red Kite Radio with Everything Counts, which is written by the band's frontman Martin Gore. And he said it was a deliberate move by the band to make what he termed a more serious sound in comparison to their earlier recordings. Well, they would end up as one of the most successful British artists of the decade. In their long career, they've had 43 top 40 hits, which is quite amazing. And this was their most successful single at the time of release. It got to number 6 in 1983. But now a complete change of tempo and genre. We have a bit of Elton John coming up with Blue Eyes. And that was co-written by Elton with a UK songwriter called Gary Osborne. And the song, and indeed the video too, was in dedication to the actress Elizabeth Taylor, who was, of course, a friend of Elton's. The song would get Elton a Grammy nomination, no less, for Best Pop Vocal Performance, and it would also get to number 8 in the UK in 1982.
Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes, like a deep blue sea.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
by Joe Jackson, which was written by Joe about the feelings of getting ready for a night out, mainly inspired by his time living in New York City. Now, not only did Joe write this, he co-produced it and he played all of the instruments except for part of the drum track, Talented Guy Then. Well, this was Joe's biggest US hit, also won him 2 Grammy nominations, a bit like Elton that we just heard as well. And it was a number 6 here in the UK in 1983. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with the Average White Band and Let's Go Round Again. Now, this is a song that I have to say played at my own wedding a few years ago. Not, you might think, a usual wedding track, but given that I married a woman who I'd been going out with over 30 years before, it seemed quite apt at the time. Well, this was from the Scottish funk outfit, The Average White Band. It would be their second most successful single after their debut, Pick Up the Pieces. And this one got to number 12 in 1980.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Join me for the biggest little show here on Red Kite Radio. Yes, Saturday Lunchbox may be just 1 hour long, but it's a shopping bag filled with goodies for the whole family. Music from all the decades and genres, event information and the highlight of the show, Kitchen Corner with a recipe every week that's sure to tickle your taste buds. Join me, Heather Jan Brunt, from 12 noon through to 1 p.m. on Saturdays on 107.2, your Red Kite Radio community station.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio. Radio.
That was Europe with Rock the Night. Now, you probably know that band's big, big single, Europe's The Final Countdown, but did you know where the band came from? I have to say, they looked like a bunch of typical American rockers, but they were in fact from Sweden, and they're still going strong playing around the continent because they've sold, well, over 10 million albums in their career, no less. And this was the second single from their huge album, The Final Countdown. It got to number 12 in 1987. Now, we are approaching the end of the show and the 9 o'clock news, but we do have two more shows coming up on Red Kite tonight. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country. And then from 10 to 11 o'clock, we are wrapping up the day in fine style with the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. I've got two more tracks to take us out tonight, and the last one will be 1999, of course, written, produced and performed by Prince. Now, he said it was inspired by a TV special that he'd seen in 1982 about Nostradamus and his predictions. It was released originally in the UK in 1983, when Prince had only really had one minor hit, and so it just made the top 30 then. But it was re-released 2 years later as a double A-side with another re-release, Little Red Corvette, and then it got to number two in 1985. Just before that, we're going to hear from David Bowie with China Girl. And this was written by Bowie with his mate Iggy Pop and first released by Iggy in 1977. And the track was really inspired by an affair that Iggy had with a Vietnamese girlfriend of a French actor that he knew. Well, Bowie's version would be very different from Iggy's, and it was co-produced by Nile Rodgers. Well, it would only be kept off the top of our chart by the Police classic Every Breath You Take in 1983. But that is all from me for another Wednesday night and another 80s Rewind. I do thank you so much for your company. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you have, please join me again next Wednesday from 7 till 9 on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind. Have a great week and good night for now.
China girl, I feel the wreck without.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.